Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Confessor by Andrew Turpin, narrated by Mandy Weston. Corruption is something that enters into us. It is like sugar. It is sweet. We like it. It's easy. But then it ends badly. With so much easy sugar, we end up diabetic, and so does our country. Every time we accept a bribe and put it in our pocket, we destroy our heart, we destroy our personality, and we destroy our homeland. What you steal through corruption remains in the heart of the many men and women who have been harmed by your example of corruption. It remains in the lack of the good you should have done and did not do. It remains in sick and hungry children, because the money that was for them, through your corruption, you kept for yourself. Pope Francis, speaking at an audience with youth in Kasarani Stadium, Kenya, November 28, 2015. Prologue. Wednesday, June 22, 2016, Washington, D.C. The flashes of bright red cassocks and skullcaps stood out against the pale sandstone building like flames in the night as the three cardinals and the archbishop filed out of the Apostolic Nunciature building. Above them, the gold and white Vatican City flag flapped in the breeze.
"There's no going back now," Cardinal Daniel Berg, the Archbishop of Galveston, Houston, muttered as he paused at the bottom of the five steps that led to the driveway. He turned his neatly coiffured white head to his colleague, Cardinal Lewis Brennan, and caught his eye.
"Of course," Brennan said, "nor should we. Our path is straight. This should have been done a long time ago."
Berg, a cardinal for the previous 9 years, nodded and clasped his leather document case tighter beneath his left arm. Brennan was correct. As was often the case in the Catholic Church, they had dithered and delayed for too long, wary of triggering a direct confrontation. Procrastination seemed to have been wired into the DNA of too many of them. The men turned as a black BMW sedan drove through the gate to their left and crawled around the neatly symmetrical semicircular drive before coming to a halt directly in front of them. The driver opened his door and got out.
"Your Excellency, Your Eminences," the driver said, nodding at the Archbishop. Then the three
Sample complete. Ready to continue?